to my first 5-year-old birthday party. And on the way to the party, I was thinking, you know, I'd like to have kids someday. And then by the end of the party, not so much. No. They just go, 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 right? And they were playing piñata. Do you know piñata? Oh, this is a great game. Started in Mazatlan in the 1800s or Cleveland. I'm not sure. Anyway, they bring the little guest of honor out. He's already afraid of the dark, but let's blindfold him anyway, right? That seems healthy. Hey, let's spin him in a circle like 40 times. Doesn't that sound good? And what is missing from this picture? Does anyone have a 32-ounce aluminum Easton bat for little blind Dizzy Albert Pujols over here? Who's swinging at a paper mache item that when we were growing up used to be like a llama or a goat. But now it's like SpongeBob or like, right? Or like little Finding Nemo. And so by the time he's beat that up, he's gonna be in therapy till he's 40, right? But get on in there, buddy. And the moms aren't even paying attention. The moms are, this is in the Bay Area, a very rich part of the Bay Area. Oh my goodness, I just love the suburban, it's great. The dog's got his head out the window. I got my 202 degree latte, I've got my hat on, I'm on my cell phone doing like 90 in a 25 school zone. Ah, 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 Xanax! Right? And then you got the dads over there, and they're just like, Dad, what have I done? I've got two kids in a 900 square foot house for $1.5 million. Let's move to Utah! Yeah. So little blind Dizzy Albert Pujols is just taking aimless cuts, you know, at the paper mache. And there's a big-headed kid. There's one at every party. Huge melon, right? Yeah. We call him Big-Headed Spencer. And he comes moving in, you know? And all poor Spencer wants is candy like the rest of them. And no one's paying attention except me. And you can see it coming. It's like in slow motion. You're like, no, Spence. And I would have stopped it, but I would have spilled my taco. So Papa's got to eat, right? And I'm my kid. So he takes it right in the back of the noodle. Yeah, he's fine. Don't worry. Now the moms, they're over here consoling the mother, not so much because her young child just got hit in the head, but because his head's so big, right? Yeah. Like, oh, just don't worry about it. He's in the 95th percentile. And no, that's what the doctor keeps telling me. I don't even know what that means, right? You take that big-headed child and you march him past the dad's friends, we'll let the dad have it. We'll just be like, Doug, I'm sorry, man, but your kid's head is huge. How do you and Carol wash that thing, huh? It's like, oh, my arms are tired. You work on the East Wing. I've been doing that since Wednesday. And then you got the new moms with the babies in the stroller, and I have to ask, I'm like, hey, how old's little Timmy? And she goes, oh, he's 42 weeks. Okay, let's see. Carry the one. He's five? Is he five? Does that shake out?